Hello, I'm Bob Masalgo, coming to you live from Grand Caverns in Grottoes, Virginia, for a very special WNRN 30th Anniversary Subterranean Session, sponsored by Massanutten. I'm really pleased to welcome Cassius Culpepper, who just released his new album, Act One, his first album. It's really been a remarkable run for Cassius Culpepper, from just a few years ago not playing guitar, to playing in a cover band, to starting recording his own music, to having this new album, being on the Grand Ole Opry, and receiving some great praise from lots of different sources. The one I like the best is from Sir Elton John, who described Cassius's music as, if Bill Withers played country music. Please welcome Cassius Culpepper. So, Cassius, I got a question for you before you get too far started. Mm-hmm. This has been a remarkable couple of years for you. How are you doing with that? How do you feel about it?
I'm still me. I just keep being me. I don't think nothing much has changed besides, you know, just being able to write music the way I want, be able to play more places, and I just keep being me. So it's been cool to see just everything going on, you know. I never expected anything like this in my life to happen, but it happened, so it's just it's really cool to see, you know. I know you brought up Elton. I did not expect to be talking to Elton on FaceTime at all in my life. That's something I never thought would happen, ever. And it's so cool to get that kind of praise from somebody I love, and him and his music for so long since I was young. So it's very surreal, you know.
That's incredible. Let's start with a song.
Yeah. Got to tune my guitar, so. There we go. This song of mine called Broken Winged Bird.
Gonna love you once. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is a WNRN 30th anniversary subterranean session sponsored by Massanutten. We're coming to you from Grand Caverns with Cassius Culpepper. He has just released his first album, Act One, on Big Loud Records. Cassius, thanks for that song. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Now, you don't often get a chance to play in a cave. No. Where does this rank amongst your unusual performance locations?
I don't even think it hits top five. I started out in like a southern rock band in Mississippi. So we our first couple of gigs was like at these motorcycle bars and like these really knee-deep like honky-tonks, you could call them, I guess. just stuff standing, but I've had some weird times in those bars, and this ain't the strangest.
I guess there's some times you can't talk about, right?
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it. It was just like weird times. I remember some moments like my band would just be like, "Hey, Cash, stick with us tonight." You know, just I was like, "All right." We had some weird moments, but yeah, this is really beautiful. Yeah.
Growing up in Alabama, how special was it to record this album at Muscle Shoals?
Oh man, it was everything. Just like me, just being in this music career and not expecting it, and when I got into the business and starting to write my own songs, and you know, we got around the time of talking about recording an album, and I was like, "You can do it anywhere you want. You want to do it in Nashville?" I was like, "No, I don't want to do it up here." And I've known about the history of Muscle Shoals my whole life. You know, I grew up listening to a lot of Wilson Pickett, a lot of Allman Brothers, a lot of Aretha Franklin, and countless others that's recorded there. So when I had the opportunity, I was like, "I'm gonna do it at least once in my life, and I want my debut album to do." I wanted to be in most of the shows, you know.
Very nice. So on this new album, you got 18 songs. That's a big album. You co-wrote all of these songs with a bunch of different, pretty well-known co-writers. What was that experience like?
It's definitely strange. I started writing songs just by myself, you know, back in 23, and I was already self-conscious then. Just I didn't know how to write a song. And when I got into those rooms, I was a little self-conscious for a little bit, but those people that's on the record, you know, they became friends, and as we became friends, I got comfortable just talking about my life and what I was going through. They got comfortable talking about their life. So at the end of the day, when I started writing with them and writing these songs, it was just easy, you know, just being able to talk and have fun with it and just, you know, have a good time.
Do you feel like you learned anything from that process about your own songwriting?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm still learning to this day. I think that's why I still just love music so much. No matter what I got to do in between writing and, you know, traveling is a lot, you know, doing media and all that stuff is a lot. But what I love to do is like to write songs. So I'm still passionate about trying to figure out why I like certain songs from the past and trying to recreate that in my own music. So I just love figuring out like why a song makes me feel a certain way.
Cassius's new album is Act One on Big Loud Records. Want to go ahead and do a couple of songs?
Yeah. What if I said no? That would be fucked up. What if I just got up and just like, "Nah, I think I'm done."
Well, thanks everybody for coming.
Appreciate it. No, I think that's it for me today. I think I'm done. this next song got started when I was in my bedroom. I couldn't sleep. It had to be like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'd been listening to so much blues music at the time. I'm always listening to blues music, but this is a song that came from that, and it's called After Me. I watched her walk down the white church aisle wearing white, crying for ever tears for another name. Does he know that a snow-colored gown is a lie? Does it smell same again and again? In the back of my shed, far past hiding there, we committed some deadly sins. Made a promise to me in front of God that she looked. Now she's wearing the same vibe.
driver. Yes, I'm the old love and easily approach tomorrow. Yes, I'm blue. I just can't seem to. So help me be happy after me. Oh, good Lord. I wanna tell that pastor I object to her laughter when I'm sad as I can be. I can't see smile when my heart is all shattered. I wanna stand up at the altar and scream. Guess I'm the old love and he's new. Approach is viral, guess I'm blue. I just can't seem to, so help me. Happy ever after me. Lord, if you ever gave a damn about me, please take me to your promised land. Maybe I'll get over when I get over Jordan's River. Style, yeah, I'm a tortured man. I'm the old love and he's a new. Approach is borrow, guess I'm the blue. Just can't seem to, so help me be happy ever after me. Happy ever after me, I can see me. Happy ever after me, I can see me.
This next song got started when I was like writing a whole bunch of, like the song you heard before, a whole bunch of heartbreak songs in my room. That's what usually happens. But this next song got started because at this point I was writing, I swear I had like 3 weeks of writing songs, and it was just all just heartbreak songs, just like F you this, F that, and like I can't believe you did this to me or whatever. Just I was in a weird state of mind, and I was sitting at my table. And I was like, I need to start writing love songs. I love love songs so much. And this song came about when I was during that period when I was trying to get away from the heartbreak stuff. So this is kind of like one of my first like love songs, I guess. And it's called Better Weather.
Rock needs a river, like a root needs a tree. I could be on top of the mountain with the stars shining down on me, in a field of sunflowers, hummingbirds and the bumblebees. It could be a sunny morning, amazing grace on the southern wind. But all I be thinking about is that I've seen better. I've seen better. I've seen better, better weather with you. Panorama of a perfect place. It's a field of honey, just looking at you, baby. I need you like the salt needs the sea, like the rain needs the desert. I need you and me. I could be on top of a mountain with the stars shining down on me, in a field of sunflowers, hummingbirds and the bumblebees. It could be a sunny morning, amazing grace on a southern wind. Oh, let me think about this that I've seen better. I've seen better with you. I've seen better. Better weather with you. There's nothing I'm running to. I see it all in you. Cause I could be on top of a mountain with the stars shining down on me to feed the sunflowers. Coming birds and the bumblebees. It could be a sunny morning, amazing grace on the southern wind. Lord, let me think about this that I've seen better. I've seen better with you. I've seen better. Better weather.
You are listening to Cassius Culpepper coming to you live from Grand Caverns in a WNRN 30th anniversary subterranean session. Cassius has a new album called Act One. It's his debut release. It's available now on Big Loud Records. Cassius, you have a really busy schedule coming up over the next couple of months, both doing your own shows and opening a tour with Jelly Roll. In fact, that's the next time we'll see you here in the Commonwealth, June 10th at Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater with Jelly Roll. How did that connection come up?
I met Jelly at, I did this Grand Ole Opry. I was a part of the Opry Next Stage class this last year, and we did, he was at the Texas show, and I got to meet him there. I think he's just a fan of the music. I don't know how it came about, but I think he's just a fan of the music. And then they reached out to my agents and just seen if it could work, and I was like, oh yeah, it could work. Yeah. Why are you asking me? You know my question. You know my answer, bro. It's just like, why are you asking me these questions? Should have been a yes immediately. No, but I think he just was a fan of the music, and I'm a fan of his, and it's going to be a good time to get in front of new crowds that's probably never heard me before. And I think Jelly's audience is going to be really cool.
Yeah, I'd say you're right. When you prepare for one of your solo shows versus this opening role, do you do anything different?
Not really. I have shorter time, kind of like try to put in as much songs as I can within 45 minutes. But my headlining show, I just go as long as I want, you know. I could be playing anything. I could play the Wiggle song, you know. But I can't do that at a Jelly Roll show. It'd be kind of weird. They look at me funny.
I don't know. He does a few covers.
Yeah. I don't know. Me doing on stage doing Fruit Salad by Wiggles. I've done that at one of my headliner shows, but I think my fans just know I'm just like that. I can't do that.
When you were growing up in Alabama, a fairly small town, when you look back now, doing the music that you're doing, do you look back and are there people from your town, from your younger life, who go, uh-huh, I knew you were going to do something like that?
No. I don't think nobody knew what I was going to do. I almost flunked English my 12th grade year. I look back at and I'm writing these songs. I guess you don't need grammar to write songs. Yes, you do, a little bit. But I look back and my teachers and my friends, they always hit me up like, where did this come from? I'm like, bro, I don't know. They always knew that I loved music. I was always that kid with headphones in my ear, no matter where I was at. When I got done with practice, I put headphones in, lunch table, hallways. I always had music in my ear, and I always talked about how much I tried to put new artists on to my friends growing up that they wasn't listening to, older artists. They thought I was weird. When I suggested they should listen to Frank Sinatra, they just like, what is this? I'm like, it's Frank. I don't know. But yeah, nobody thought I would be doing this at all.
You know? That's impressive that you were able to, you know, to take that step to learn the instrument and start playing. It's really remarkable.
Thank you.
Now, every region in the country has their own little preferences and things, and I heard you talking about a salmon biscuit for breakfast. Yeah. I have no idea what that is. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I don't know if y'all have. It's like pink salmon in a can. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, see, we in Virginia. They know what I'm talking about. But you open it up, you put it in a patty, and you fry it in the morning. You put it on biscuits, put a little grape on it, get some grits with it. We in Virginia, so I feel like they know about it. Y'all know about that. You get way up north and out west, and you're like, what is that? I'm like, bro, you're missing out, man.
We're kind of right on the grits line.
Yeah.
Really are.
Oh, y'all don't like grits?
No.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, for grits. Yeah. I was at somebody's house. I forgot who it was, but it was not anywhere near the South, and they tried to come in. They had bacon it was normal bacon. They tried to give me like the soupy grits. What's that stuff called? The wheat of oats?
Cream of wheat.
Man, I was like, get that shit out of here. I don't want that shit. No offense if you like that. I was looking across the table just like trying to slurp on it. I was like, yeah, this is great. Thank you.
Let's have some more music.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like you said, I'm from a small town in Alabama. When I started writing songs, it didn't all happen at first trying to talk about characters, but as I started developing my songwriting, I started reaching back in memories and trying to write songs about people I grew up with. And so I started putting them in my songs. So this next one's called Alabama Beauty Queen, and it's about leaving your hometown. I know I wanted to leave it very early on. I would say elementary is when I wanted to leave my hometown. But I looked back and I thought about, I was like, since I've left it, I was like, man, I really do miss that small town living. And I had so many of my friends in that town that was like really popular and stuff, like big football dudes and cheerleaders. I was all friends with everybody. I was never popular, but I was always hanging around them. And they, on the outside, you know what I mean? They you know, you thought they were just this huge popular people, but back home, you know, they had a whole bunch of stuff going on. And this song's about that and also just trying to leave your hometown. So this one's called Alabama Beauty Queen.
She had a 96 Malibu. She had them golden brown eyes. Used to be we would sit on the rooftop to spirits on a Saturday night. Yeah, that's when she told me, baby, this town ain't shit. I know we were both born here, but it ain't no place to live. Whoa, Alabama beauty queen. Whoa. Town on a greyhound headed south to New Orleans. Well, I'm praying that Pontchartrain train rain gonna wash her clean. Last summer he was rollerblades. She was dancing in the sun. Now them boys up the street get to talking with the 9mm guns. And her daddy been leaning on a bottle with brown liquor on his breath. They got the fight and he was spinning out lies. She decided it was time she left. Well, oh, Alabama beauty queen. Whoa, found a singer of shame. Well, she left town on a greyhound. Yeah, it's time to New Orleans. Well, I'm praying that Pontchartrain train rang on the wires to clean. Let it rain, let it pour, let it feel everything. boy till she finally finds that peace. Hope she's out there being free. Let it rain, let it pour, let it feel every void till she finally finds that peace. Hope she's out there being free. Whoa, Alabama beauty queen. Whoa, finest thing I ever seen. Well, she left town on a Greyhound, headed south to New Orleans. Well, I'm praying that Pontiac train rain gonna wash it clean. Praying that Pontiac train rain gonna wash it clean. Alabama beauty queen.
So much. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all again for coming out. This has been amazing. I've never played in a cave before in my life. And this is really cool, man. I feel like they should have like pizza parties down here or something. They said no food. I said, oh damn. Okay. Great. I got one more song for you. Thank y'all again for coming. This next song is about another friend of mine from back home in Bama. I wrote this with Natalie Hemby. She's probably one of my favorite songwriters, and she's just a lovely person. And this song is about just having somebody in life that you can trust. I know in the song it's kind of from a female perspective, but I think everybody needs somebody they can trust, and it's called Man of His Word. Oh, also, thank y'all for playing. I'm sorry. Thank y'all again for playing this song. This is a song that's on the radio, so it's such a blessing to be doing it. So thank y'all for all the support. Thank y'all again. I'm so sorry. All right. Back to the darkness.
Heard a piece of Alabama, smile for the camera, for the looks and the glamour. Like a nail to a hammer, she's always coming down. But who the hell's been talking? Round of applause, and she's getting high and she falling. She's getting tall and she crawling. Oh, what you running from? Well, is it a lie that her daddy told her? Is it a scar that she got at 13? Is it the late night crying sisters? Is it the bones of a broken dream? Well, feather wings on me are flying. Is it a crime to hear her? She don't need a man to keep talking. She needs a man of his word, Lord. She's always looking for a savior, someone who'll shave her. Yeah, a builder, not a breaker, a doer, not a sayer. But they never come as a love in a stranger's room weighs up. But she don't feel anything but the dark and the danger. Is it a lie that her daddy told her? Is it a scar that she got at 13? Is it the late night crying sessions? Is it the bones of a broken dream? Or feather wings on me are flying? Is it a crime to hear her? She don't need a man to keep talking. She needs a man, but she needs a man of his word. Of his word. sometimes it's easily made or easily broken. And love is more than words that is spoken. Easy to lie that he told her. Easy to scar as she got 13. Easy to late night crying sessions. Easy to bones of a broken dream. Well, feather wings on me are flying. Easy to cry near the hurt. She don't need a man that keeps talking. She needs a man, well, she needs a man of his word, of his word, Lord of his word, yeah. Lord of his word.
This is a WNRN 30th Anniversary Subterranean Session. We're coming to you live from Grand Caverns with Cassius Culpepper. His new album, Act One, is out now on Big Loud Records. Your next chance to see him in the Commonwealth is June 10th at Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater, along with Jelly Roll. Cassius, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, man. Thank you all for coming. This has been amazing. I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life.
Big thanks to the crew at Grand Caverns, my WNRN colleagues, Matt, Maddie, and Michaelin on cameras, James McLaughlin on sound tonight, and to you WNRN members and underwriters whose support makes sessions like this possible, including WNRN's 30th anniversary subterranean sponsor, Massanutten. Thanks again for being here. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Masalgo. Good night. Won't ask for any more.
If y'all don't mind, it'd be a cover.
I don't even know how to do the chords. Fruit salad, yummy, 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 yummy.
I gotta do one more song. It's probably gonna be a cover song. I'm trying to figure out what I wanna do. He brought up Dock of the Bay. I think that'll be kind of cool. Otis Redding, man, he's amazing. He's probably one of my biggest influences. Between that and Bill and Conway and Aretha and Etta James and Temptations and Michael Jackson, Hank Sr., Patsy, Stevie, Little Richard, Elvis, The Wiggles. I'm joking. The Wiggles really influenced me the most. That was a hit back in the day, dawg, I'll tell you. Okay. I
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and I watch them roll away again. Now I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching these tides roll away. Ooh, I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, 84 at Frisco Bay. I've got nothing to live for. It seems like nothing's gonna come my way. Now I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Ooh, I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I remain the same. I'm sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Good God, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching these tides roll away. Ooh, I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Yes, I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay and watch these tides roll away, Lord. Yes, I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Sitting on the dock of the bay. Thank y'all again. I love y'all so much.